This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists have a full-time job trying to keep the wool pulled over people's eyes, trying to keep you snowed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. They can't keep the lid on this. I mean, it's a, what's the old saying, a tempest in a teapot, just ready to get out, just explode. At every point, everything they do is ready to explode. I would hate to be a leftist because you're dealing in lies, number one. And you got to cover them up every single day. And I mean, look, I would love to tell you that as things leak out, we gain traction or whatever. We struggle ourselves to take advantage of these things. But it's to the point now where leftists have to blatantly lie to your face so that you can go, what? Did you just actually blatantly lie? Which makes you question, is it really a lie? Because if they try to cover it up, it's over. They can't cover it up anymore. The lies are in your face. They're blatant. Global climate change. Well, you do know that's weather. No, it isn't. It's global climate change. The seas are going to rise and the ocean is going to, you know, the polar ice cap's going to melt and all the polar bears are going to die. But it didn't happen. So what? It could still happen. You know, they got to put it out there, man. And they put it out there as if it's truth. And it of course, the possibility is that it could happen. You know, just like the possibility is that Rosie O'Donnell will be the next, you know, supermodel, but the likelihood's pretty slim. So it's funny to me to watch this whole process play out because when a Democrat opens their mouth, it's a lie. We are not going to look for vaccine mandates. That's illegal. We can't do that. That's just, I mean, that would be crazy to try. As they try. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. So we're winning. At every single turn. But here's what's funny is we haven't figured out how to accept the win graciously and then make losers out of them. They don't look. We are so good at success as conservatives. I don't understand how we allow ourselves to lose. But I do get it. Let me tell you some of the reasons. You don't talk. You don't brag. You don't go, yeah, man, we kicked your butt. You don't spike the football. You get your win and you go, well, or you accept moral victories. Well, we know that Joe Biden didn't beat Donald Trump. I don't have to talk about it on social media. I mean, I don't want to get kicked off my social media by talking about it, but I do know it. So you're willing to whisper it under your breath and tell it to your friends, but you don't shout it. I shout it from the rooftops. Kevin, it's going to impact the how much your show gets distributed, how much your stuff gets read at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you know, how much media you get or whatever. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm cutting off my nose to spite my face, but I say it. Everybody I meet, everybody I talk to, I don't care whether I'm playing golf, I'm at the grocery store, at the movie theater, going to see Excalibur, you know, knock the knight off the horse, at whatever that place is called. I'm still talking politics. Not in a, you know, crazy way, like, you know, I'm standing on a corner quoting Bible verses. I go out, and if the subject comes up, I'm like, oh, man, look at this crazy Biden. And that's how you win. That's how you sleep good at night. Because you didn't pass up that opportunity to tell somebody, yeah, man, I don't like that clown. I'm a Trump supporter. Or to give a little bit more knowledge about something that you learned and research for yourself. Good for you. I love when people stand up. Redcon, have you guys heard of Redcon? Yeah. Put this one in the win column. Bodybuilding sponsor Redcon dropped Schwarzenegger as a spokesperson because of his rant against anti-maskers. Redcon won. I didn't even know what they made, but I was like, I'm buying it. So he said in an interview, Schwarzenegger told CNN's Blanca Golodryga and the retired U.S. Army Colonel Alexander Vindman, you remember him, the guy that lied about Trump, that people who are still in denial about the COVID-19 scamdemic need a reality check. And he went on to call these anti-maskers schmucks.
You have the freedom to wear no mask, but you know something? You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask because you're supposed to protect your fellow Americans around you.
Said a dude who left the country, you know, that was embroiled, you know, in communism and whatever it was. But I love how these people get over here and they talk about it. It's our, you're
free to wear your mask, but to not wear your mask. But if you don't wear your mask, you don't care about anybody else. What are you doing?
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I don't even think, it cracks me up that these people don't even think for one second about the infringement upon the personal rights of a person who was not born with a mask, who likely isn't sick.
Oh, that's a problem. You don't know if you're sick.
You don't. Great. So we're supposed to all walk around acting sick. Yeah, that's a really good attitude to have. Let me put it to you in bodybuilder terms. Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger walked around acting sick when he was trying to be Mr. Universe? Or do you think that he had to exude confidence and vitality and health? Which is better for your state of mind? To think that you're sick all the time or to say, you know what? Come what may, that's the way life is. What Arnold Schwarzenegger and these knuckleheads want you to believe is that they can guarantee you you're going to be okay.
I can get it. You wear your mask, you won't get sick. That's just the way that it is. It will happen. It's not going to happen that way, Kevin.
Oh, man. So anyway, Redcon said they are discontinuing their partnership for his anti-American comments, and they pulled out of his bodybuilding event. It's actually for this month. They said, we elected to discontinue support due to Arnold's comments, screw your freedoms. With the global influence Arnold beholds, we find that ideology dangerous and anti-American and community. How refreshing, folks. So if you're wondering who are these people, Redcon, this is from their website, America's number one supplement brand. I don't know if that's true. Redcon One is a mission-based company founded on a simple principle. Create the highest quality supplements for people that need to get the most out of their workout and work day. Yep. I applaud their very public, vocal response. In a time when companies want to play the woke card, these guys said, nope, not us. And I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you this story because I want conservative Americans to reward Redcon One for doing the right thing. I'm convinced most companies feel the same way Redcon does. They just need to know that we support them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's gone right for Joe Biden, where the country benefited? And then let me ask the question another way. What's gone right for Biden, period? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, home of the Warriors. We should call ourselves Warrior Network because we bring it. And I ask very simple questions. I promise you, I'm not that, I mean, I am bright. Not in the melanin sense. I'm actually black. But I'm saying I'm bright in the brain. I'm pretty smart. Not the smartest person you'll ever meet, but pretty perceptive. One of the most perceptive people you'll ever meet, especially when it comes to politics. And I just ask the simple questions. I don't complicate it. See, that's the problem. People complicate politics. I don't want to feel like I'm lecturing you, but I feel like I got you right now. Meeting a lot of new people out and about, talking about different things. And as you guys know, whether I'm golfing or going to a dinner theater or, you know, going to bowl, I'm going to strike up a conversation with people and find out what they're thinking. That's what good radio is. That's what life is. It's a good way to be. And what it is you get to push out your issue. I mean, I'll talk to people and I don't know whether they like me or not. And as you guys know, if you've listened to this show long enough, I don't really care. You know, the people you're going to bring in your life and keep them there, that's who you care about. And you care in the sense that, yeah, I mean, I want you to feel like I'm a good friend to you or things like that. But even with them, you still have to guard yourself to say, I'm happy with me. Don't put on. Don't be like those lefties out there. Fake friends. Their friends are as fake as their appearances. It's as fake as their attitudes about stuff. They don't even know what they stand for. And you know what? They can't stand you because you do. You know what you stand for. They can't. Makes them mad. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I asked two questions. What's gone right for Biden where the country benefited? Have you thought about it a bit? Or were you just listening to me? It was okay. If you could multitask, that's even better. What's gone right for Biden, period? The economy? That gone right? I mean, you could argue, well, Kevin, the stock market's gone right. Not really. It's a fake market because they put a lot. Think about the amount of money they got put into the economy, and the stock market only went up a small percentage. $7 trillion plus into the economy. And not to go old Bill Shatner on you, but we don't know where it's gone. Bones. But take us to warp one, warp three. No, he's the doctor. Bones is the doctor. Scotty. We need warp nine, Scotty. So, you know, what are you... Yeah, I mean, do you guys understand what I'm talking about here? There's been no benefit to us. Which means there's been no benefit to the Democrats. Which means it's a benefit to us. Look at that circular, you know, discussion around it. No, it isn't a benefit to us as a country as a whole, but it has certainly benefited the conservative movement. And look, I'm telling you folks, I'm being very serious here. Joe Biden has not hit a single, I'm talking baseball now, he hadn't hit a double. He certainly has not had a home run. It's been teed up for him. If he kept Trump's economy, he would have probably hit a triple. But he didn't do it. He went against Trump. He went against Trump on the border. He went against Trump on CRT. All of it. And what is it doing? Just tell me, somebody, please tell a brother, how's it working out for us? He says he's helping black folks. Critical race theory is going back into the government. How's that helping? Is it helping the military? Is it helping academia? We have a year or so, you know, give or take a year, certainly 1 year, where the kids got dumber. You thought you hit the bottom of the barrel in the time of Obama. Kids got dumber. They missed a year of school in the classic sense, where they weren't even learning a whole lot. Now they get to where they not learned anything, a year away in all intents and purposes. If it weren't, I'll use me as an example. If it weren't for the subsidized schooling that I did for my kid, he'd be dumber than a doorknob. I got that kid up on his math. Came to me the other day, Dad, I think I got an A in my math class. So he came back the other day, and I said, well, what'd you get? I got an A. So I got a 92. I go, it's okay. Kind of an A minus, don't you think? He goes, yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and do the extra credit, so it'll give me up to a 96. Because they can make half their points back by correcting what they missed. And I said, do you know what you missed? He said, yeah. Yes, sir, I do. I said, okay, good. I'll let you get away with it. So he ends up with a 96. Let me tell you, if I hadn't worked with him, he'd have flunked it. He would have flunked it. Saw a graphic for a billboard. It had Biden in Taliban clothing, and the slogan was, making the Taliban great again. And I chuckled. You could have put him in Chinese clothing and said, making China great again. You could have put him in Russian clothing and said, making Russia great again. You could have put him in Iranian clothing and said, making Iran great again. That was more Pakistani. But you get what I'm saying? Joe Biden, look, first hour, what did we talk about? There's a graphic of Joe Biden being spoon-fed. I don't know if it was legit, but he was being spoon-fed under his mask. probably Jill's hand. Don't forget to take your you know, that what they do is they bury his nasty medicine inside a pudding, and then they put it in. Now open your bobo. Open your bobo, little Joe. Come on. He's like, and Obama was watching. I don't know if it was Photoshopped or what. Could have been. But I thought, Photoshopped or not, if I were a world leader, I'd post that picture. Photoshopped or not. Why not? Ridicule the old fool. So, he's not well liked. F Joe Biden. It's becoming a tradition at college football games now. If we can just keep it up, I hope people continue to do it. Let me ask you, do you believe for 1 second that college kids would have said, F Barack Obama? Yeah, think about it. I don't have an answer. I'm asking you. Did you ever hear that? Obama sucked. They knew it. They didn't do it. Why? He was untouchable. But they did it with Biden. Multiple games, 2 weeks in a row, will probably continue for the whole season. And this was the demographic that Democrats want to own. F Joe Biden! What about the guys in New York when he showed up there? Played it early in the broadcast. They were like, you murderer! You left Americans behind! You think they're going to just sweep all this under the rug? I'm telling you, folks, this is good news! I asked you earlier, what's gone right for Biden where the country benefited? Afghanistan? How'd that go? What's gone right for Biden? Somebody please tell me. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas made landfall along the coast of Texas as a Category 1 hurricane, bringing up 20 inches of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says the storm has caused widespread power outages.
We have a report of some power down power lines and also traffic lights out.
The storm is expected to move over Louisiana on Wednesday. President Biden is urging Californians to turn in their ballots to prevent Governor Gavin Newsom from being recalled. While speaking at a rally in Southern California last night, Biden saying a vote no would help keep the fight against the coronavirus, noting Newsom has the courage to lead during the pandemic. Crime a major point of Elder's campaign, as he points out, homicides are up 41% in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson says he's confident more moderate Democratic lawmakers will either change or derail this budget package.
As you've heard from Senator Joe Manchin, he's got a top limit of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 trillion. We had Democrat colleagues last night and early this morning throughout our all-night markup that said, hey, we're spending too much.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. America could be getting one step closer to COVID booster shots for those 16 and older. The FDA is meeting this Friday to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of data submitted by Pfizer. The all-day session will be live streamed on the FDA's website and YouTube channel. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've jumped around a little bit today, and I've asked you very simple questions. Where does leftism go when you look at it and you take it to its logical end? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Where does it go? I call it the death spiral. Many of you who've listened to this program over the years know I talk about it all the time. Let somebody that's an idiot start telling you what they don't know, and all you got to do is just ask a couple of questions, and they will finally talk themselves into the realization of how stupid they are, a.k.a. the death spiral. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You've experienced it. You've probably talked somebody into the death spiral. It could have been a kid. Because, see, that's what most people lose their childish brain or their reptilian brain as they grow up. Leftists don't. You lose it. They never grow out of it. It's just a knee-jerk response. The same way a salamander, you know, eats a bug, or a chameleon, just, the tongue just goes out as soon as it sees the bug to eat. It's just, there it is. So they blurt it out. They eat whatever's in front of them. They don't even care what it is. That's how it works with leftism. So it's a death spiral. You want to talk about Afghanistan? Explain to me. I would love for a leftist to tell me how great Joe Biden was. But that's what they've done. It was an amazing exit. It was historic. Monumental. Why don't you go make a movie about it, Hollywood? Or Halloween. Hollywood? Thinking about Halloween. The ghosts and goblins. The boogeyman that is haunting me as a black man living in America right now. Ooh, Kevin, you better be afraid. Black folks, if we don't implement CRT, who's going to know how downtrodden you were? Oh, we don't have enough history of that, do we? White kids, if you don't understand the past of how your people were, how do we prevent you from doing it in the future? That would be marginalizing black folks. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how big and bad white people are, I'm never going to be a slave. Never again. So anyway, I want to take this idea of the death spiral. Take your topic. Doesn't matter to me. I will show you the death spiral. Taxes. We're going to tax. We just need to tax more, tax more, tax more. What happens when you don't? All you're doing is you're feeding people. 60-70% of the people have universal basic income for doing nothing, and 20-30% or whatever the percentage of people are working. How does that jive? How are you going to keep that going? How are you going to give cost of living raises to people who aren't working? How long do you think that's going to last? Please explain to me. How long would you work if you were losing 50% of your income and I was getting it? You want to play the game? Let's do it right now. So each of us has the responsibility of somebody else. There's a worker and a non-worker. So they say, Kevin, you need to give 20% of your money to help Kevin 2. And I go, man, it seems like a lot for this Negro to don't want to do nothing. Yeah, but that, come on, Kev, he can't handle it. Okay, great, 20%. That's, I'm cool with 20%. So Kev, too, lives, you know, stays at home, does nothing, you know, does whatever he wants. But suddenly, he goes out and gets himself some girlfriends. He gets pregnant, and he's like, yo, man, I can't survive on no 20% from Kev 1. You know, I got childrens out here. I got babies I'm making. Now, Kev 1 isn't making babies. He's dating one girl. You know, he's still improving himself, and he's, you know, his salary's increasing. And as his salary increases, so does Kev 2. But Kev 2 goes and complains to somebody and says, look, I got an increase because old Kevy Kev's over there rocking it, I still can't make a living, right? So they come to me and say, Kev, look, man, you got to raise this thing up, man. I'm like, raise it up. I've been getting raises. He's getting raises. Shouldn't we all? Why can't we all just get along? All right? But no, they want 25, then 30, then 35. So what is the number to where you go, okay, I got to take care of my alter ego, and at 50%, he's getting half, you're getting half. But now he's got more kids. Now he's got a drug problem. He's hanging out with Hunter Biden and working with the big guy. But he ain't getting Hunter's money. And now he's hanging, he wants prostitutes. He wants to go gamble. He's got all the vices. Because this is your alter ego. How much does he get? Does he get 60? When do you finally go, you have reached the limit to where I'm willing to do this? Now, you may say to yourself, you know what? I got to make a living. I still got to work. No matter what I'm doing to take care of Kev 2, I got to go make a living. You may very well do that. But let me tell you what else you're going to do. You're going to connive. There comes a point where you say, I'm going to get even with this dude that's living his life the wrong way. I'm not going to let him get all my money. And you'll start doing stuff. Anyway, I may have gone too long to play this clip because Nancy Mace, she... rips the Texas, this lady, they're talking about valid ID, and she rips her to shreds with the very same arguments I've been talking about, the death spiral.
So I applaud your work on that. My understanding is you were elected in 1972 in Texas, is that correct?
It is correct.
Right, and I applaud you for making history, I imagine, in Texas and being a strong voice for black men and black women. Coming from South Carolina, we've got voter ID, and I'm assuming Texas is the same way. Do y'all need IDs to buy alcohol when you're purchasing at the store?
Yes, to be sure that you are capable of doing that.
Right. Do you need an ID in Texas to buy cigarettes?
You can't buy them unless you're at least 21.
But do you have to show an ID to buy cigarettes?
You have to show an ID.
Do you need an ID when you're getting a job and trying to get on payroll in Texas?
Yes.
Do you need an ID to go to the pharmacy and get a prescription in Texas?
It depends on this prescription.
But do you need an ID for some prescriptions
yes,
in Texas?
Yes.
Do you need an ID to get Social Security services in Texas?
You do.
Do you need an ID to rent an apartment in Texas?
Yes.
Do you need an ID if you're going to buy a house and finance it via a mortgage in Texas?
Yes.
Do you need an ID in Texas if you're going to board an aircraft and fly commercial?
Yes.
Did you fly commercial or fly a private jet on the way to D.C.?
A chartered plane.
Do you have to show an ID when you fly in a private charter jet?
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I've never flown on one. So did you need an ID to get in the building here today?
Yes.
Do you need an ID in Texas to open a bank account?
Yes.
To cash your check if you're working. Do you know, Representative Thompson, what percentage of blacks in Texas, black and brown African Americans, are registered to vote?
Oh, a huge percentage.
70%. Do you know what percentage of African Americans, black and brown Texans, have voted on average or in the last election?
About 64%.
Correct. Do you know how many whites are registered to vote in Texas?
Far more than African Americans.
72%. You have 70% of blacks in Texas who are registered to vote. You have 72% of whites in Texas who are registered to vote. Do you know the percentage of whites who turned out to vote in recent elections?
I want to say over 50-some percent.
65%. Do you know what percentage of Hispanics are registered to vote in Texas?
No, I do not.
63%. Do you know what percentage of Hispanics voted in the last election?
I think it was over 40%.
53%. Hispanics are not voting in as high a numbers as blacks and whites in Texas. Do you know the percentage of Democrats that support voter ID?
Would you repeat your question?
Do you know the number or percentage of Democrats who support voter ID in this country?
I do not, but I don't think it's a whole lot.
72%. Okay. Do you know the number of black and brown and African Americans in this country who support voter ID?
No.
75%. Do you know the number of Hispanics that support voter ID in this country?
No.
81%. Do you know where the state of Texas is ranked with black voter turnout in this country?
With black voters turnout?
Mm-hmm. Do you know where Texas is ranked?
Oh, 44%.
The latest numbers that I read this morning was that Texas is ranked 10th. Do you know where Texas is ranked? So then top 10 in the country. Do you know where Texas is ranked with women voters?
Oh, way up in the 50s.
In the bottom third of this country. So I would argue that we have a Texas has a more difficult problem with getting women out to vote than black and brown and African Americans. Thank you, and I yield back.
Okay, there you got it. You heard Nancy Mace go down a litany of things that describe voter irregularity, disenfranchisement, etc. And how could you possibly listen to that and say to yourself, well, I guess, you know, it's a problem with the black vote. That's just answering questions, walking her down the trail. Now, I don't know what happened after that, but I would say, based on what Representative Nancy Mace just said, why are we here? Who do you represent? Do you really believe you're representing blacks who, by the way, 72% support valid voter ID, who are registered in almost the same amounts in Texas as white folks? You're not going to find this massive discrepancy of this anywhere. But do you think that these people care? So ask yourself, given what she just laid out, what's the real issue here? Politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The nation's largest public school district are returning to classrooms across New York City this morning.
This is the first time all classrooms will be filled since the start of the pandemic. The person overseeing all of it, school's chancellor, Misha Porter. She joins us now live. Thank you so much for joining us. Kids are getting up right now, running yes. around, getting everything ready. Please give us an update, your advice for the kids and parents. And
we're excited this morning. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good breakfast before we head out to school because we want everybody to be ready and fully energized. We're excited about, you know, our entire faculty getting vaccinated and wrapping a protective bubble of safety around our students. And when I continue to encourage our families to get our students vaccinated, we're going to have over 700 vaccine sites at our school buildings where we have students ages 12 and up. So we're ready. We're ready to go.
How concerned are you, Chancellor, about those who are still resisting the vaccine and those who don't want to wear masks? I mean, the push has been strong, but how concerned are you right now?
I am so encouraged by young people. You know, our young people have shown up in so many amazing ways. They're wearing their masks when they're out. They're wearing their masks in the buildings. And so I'm not worried about young people following the rules and keeping the community health and safety by wearing masks. I also have heard a lot from young people about the importance to them of getting vaccinated so that they can get to school and experience, you know, our new normal of in-person learning. And so I am, you know, really encouraged by that.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I actually wish you could have seen this woman in this video. She's giddy, man. Y'all don't even want to know, baby. I cannot wait. Oh, goodness gracious. Giddy over this vaccination. We want everybody ready, have a good breakfast, be energized. We're going to get our teachers vaccinated. Everybody's going to be vaccinated. Everybody's going to be safe. We're going to put, what does she describe, a protective bubble around their students in New York. I wonder if they're going to put a protective bubble around all these black kids that keep getting shot. I wonder if they're going to put a protective bubble around all these young girls. And I'm just going to use Chicago PD, Chicago Public Schools, as an example. One out of eight girls is pregnant. You're going to put a protective bubble around them as they fight the gauntlet of leftism just going to and from school? Young boys getting beat up, young girls getting raped, gang initiations, all kinds of stuff, crime out the wazoo. What protective bubble does the government put around you that you feel confident in? I don't even feel that confident in the protective bubble of the military. But she's got 700 vaccination sites set up. She said, she's asked, how concerned are you about the unvaxxed? I'm glad she actually didn't say, you know, look, these people are crazy. All she said was, I'm energized by, or I'm, you know, feeling good about how people are accepting the idea of getting vaccinated. That's fine. Look, if you all want to get vaccinated, I don't care. But if I don't try to make me out to be a pariah. She says she's encouraged by young people, not worried about them because they're getting the shots. I don't know what they're doing, probably offering them free Nikes. Something like that. But this is a woman who's over every student in the district. 54 million kids under 12 years old. 73 million kids. This is from 2019 statistics. 73 million kids under the age of 17. The total population I just described. 73 million people. Less than 400 deaths from the Wu flu. And she wants these kids vaccinated. She's not the only one. They want something that is just, quite frankly, it's insane. Here's a Surgeon General of the United States telling you his top priority. And look, people, I don't like to tell you how to think, but if this is his top priority, after we talk a little bit more about the numbers again, explain to me if this is who you want for to be your Surgeon General.
Real quick, we're almost out of time. A question near and dear to both of our hearts. We have young kids. Any update on the timeline for getting children who are under 12 vaccinated?
Well, Dana, what the FDA said recently was really an affirmation of what you and I had recently talked about, which is that getting a vaccine for kids for COVID-19 remains the FDA's top priority. They are ready as soon as the companies finish their trials and get the data to them to process that quickly, to review it and make sure our kids have a vaccine that is both safe and effective.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
There you have it, folks. You got the New York Superintendent Chancellor of Schools, Misha Jordan or something like that. You've got the Surgeon General saying, ask about the timeline for getting children under 12 vaccinated. 54 million children with less than 250 deaths. But he says, and I quote, "This getting a vaccine for kids remains the FDA's top priority." Now, I gave you the numbers. 73 million under 17, 334 cases of WHO flu deaths at the time that I researched it. If I stretched it, this has been over 2 weeks ago. If I stretched it, maybe it's 400. I guarantee you more people have been killed from some sort of a drug overdose or murder, mayhem, or some violent crime than have been killed from this disease in that 17 and under demographic. And the Surgeon General of the United States says, we're getting a vaccine ready. It is the FDA's top priority, and we're going to get this done quickly. The future of our nation, 17 years and under. And in this particular case, 12 and under, and they're telling you right up front, this vaccine is going to be ready, it's going to be safe, it's going to be tested, it'll be ready to go. A vaccine developed by the Chinese in a bioweapon lab. And it's ready to go. Ready to go for what? I know, you know, New World Order, conspiracy theory nonsense. No, it isn't. No, it's not. I don't understand. I do understand it. I don't want to make it sound like I don't get it, because I do. I'm the one explaining it on the radio to you. But I don't understand their motivation. I really would like to be behind the curtain on this, because I'm telling you, it's sinister. You got teachers' unions fighting against going back to school. Everybody's pushing this. Let me put it to you a different way. If every kid could stay at home, not interact with any other kids, do their tests and stuff, and the school still get paid, I'm going to make you a bet they'd still want you to get the shot. We talked about a college student enrolled somewhere, Nebraska maybe, I forget. But he said, why do I have to take a test? Why do I have to get a shot? Well, everybody's getting a shot. He goes, I don't even go to the campus. Mail stuff in. Here's what I do. I don't have to lick the envelope anymore. You just peel it off. It's sticky already. There's no way for me to be contagious. Why are you not relaxing this rule for what they call telecommuters? They have no answer. No answer. Well, let me give you the answer. The answer is, I don't care if you were the boy in the bubble at your house. If you don't want to get that shot, they don't want you as part of their party. They don't want you. You're a pawn. And they're going to do what they can to get rid of you. And they're never. Look, they're like the mafia. They're going to come at you as your friend. I'm here to help. And you're going to step into that room like Joe Pesci did in Goodfellas and go, oh, man. And hit the ground. They say they want to process it quickly, too. Make it easy. It's a top priority. We're going to get this thing in there. We're going to get these kids vaccinated. And all the parents are going to feel good and feel safe. Never going to tell you how many bad side effects. None of it. It's uncanny. So add to all these things I've talked about in this broadcast today. But all the things like this. Fauci, they're asking him, what about herd immunity? What about the immunity for the people who've already gotten the disease? I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. You got to think about things like this. And first thing you probably need to ask yourself is the durability. The durability. Man, he's got the answers at the ready, doesn't he? The durability. Is your body better at fighting off a virus, or is a man-made? It would be like saying, is a diamond in the raw ready better than a diamond that's created in a lab? Which would your wife rather have?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.